doing?
What's your question?
Hey, man, yesterday when you were talking about West Virginia, I had this blind date last night.
What happened?
Well, nothing. I kept laughing at it because I kept thinking about what you said about the doorbell yesterday. West Virginia doorbell.
Yeah.
Every time I looked at her, I was laughing. But listen, I got a more serious problem with a girl.
What's the matter?
Well, I met this girl about a year ago.
Yeah.
She had a boyfriend. And I kind of fell in love with her.
Oh.
Well, she kind of fell in love with me, too, but she really couldn't make up her mind. I mean, she was kind of tied into this.
Right. She couldn't decide which guy she wanted, whether it was you or the boyfriend.
Exactly.
So what's your question, sir?
Well, my thing is, she went back, but now it's been a year, and she's back to me.
Uh-huh.
She wants to go out again. And, I mean, I still have feelings for this girl, but I don't know what to do, Grease. What do you think? You think that's a bad move?
Is she still living with the boy?
No. Move back here. Move back with her parents.
Well, the damn thing is she'll probably dump you again.
I don't know. What do you think, man? Because, see, she didn't want to go the first time, but she was kind of tied in. She had a job. She had some school to take care of.
Right, but she was living with that man, right?
Huh?
Was she living with that man?
Yeah.
And you were seeing her, she was kind of ping-ponging between you and her.
I guess a little bit, because he was up in,
were you zapping her?
But he was in West Virginia, man, and I was down here in Maryland.
Were you zapping her?
Yeah, I was zapping her.
Well, here's the deal. You'll probably have a good time with her again, but the problem is she'll meet somebody else, and once again, you'll go on the back burner.
Well, how am I supposed to find that out? Should I just dump it right now?
No, what you could do, you have two choices. You can say, dump her right now. And say that you're not up for the emotional roller coaster that dating her involves.
Right.
Or you could take one step out of the relationship. By what I mean is, say you love her on a scale of 1 to 10. Right now you love her as a 10.
Right.
Love her as a 7.
Right.
Meaning you have tremendous feelings for her. But if she dumps you, no big deal. You have good feelings for her. You have fun together. You do things together. And there is even the possibility of a life. But you don't love her all the way to 10. You love her only to 7. So that if she starts her guff or her confusion, or she says, I met a man and I don't really know my feelings and I need time, you say, fine. Take a drag on your camel, grind it out in the flower pot. Say, take your time.
Yeah, and just keep going out and hanging slices every now and then.
Every now and then. You hit it every now and then. You have some fun.
That's cool. I guess that'll work. I don't know. It's just a tricky thing, man. I got to find out exactly what's going on.
What do you think? Do you love her?
Yeah, I mean, I really, really like her a lot. I'm not going to say I'm in love with the girl.
Come on
right
now. I think you are. I think you love her with all your heart and soul.
I don't know, Daddy. It's just one of those. I mean, you know, it's hard to say.
I know, sir.
But it's kind of a weird thing, like I said, when you got something that good and then all of a sudden it leaves and then she's back and you still got those feelings. I don't want to feel like a sucker, you know?
I understand. But if you can step out a little bit, you can have those feelings. You can have some fun.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be crushed when she dumps you, as she inevitably will.
So then what do I do to get around this when she starts talking all, you know?
Sometimes you can't get around it, sir. Some people are just like that. There's no way. There's no way. There's no magical solution. This woman is capricious. Will-o'-the-wisp.
Right, right.
And she will one day find some other guy. Maybe she's just plain dingy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? She's just plain dingy.
That might be the case.
Yeah. So, unless you're ready to handle the roller coaster, don't get on a ride.
Yeah, but sometimes that ride's a happening thing.
All right, then throw your arms up and yell, whee! See you later. I gotta run.
Okay, good.
All right, I can't hold your hand any longer, but that's what I would recommend.